Auspicious Signs, Mangala Sutta. For welfare wishing, many gods and men have pondered on the most auspicious sign. Tell us the most auspicious sign of all. Not to serve fools, but men of wisdom deep, and to give worship to the worshipful. This is the most auspicious sign of all. Life in a suitable locality, with deeds of merit done in former times, an aspiration to the perfect state. This is the most auspicious sign of all. Much knowledge, and much skill in arts and crafts, a well-learned discipline, and pleasant speech. This is the most auspicious sign of all. The maintenance of parents past their youth, the loving nurture of one's child and wife, and following a peaceful livelihood. This is the most auspicious sign of all. To give in charity, live righteously, to help one's kindred in the time of need, and to do spotless deeds that bring no blame. This is the most auspicious sign of all. To cease and utterly abstain from sin, shunning all witch-destroying drinks and drugs, and to be vigilant in doing good, this is the most auspicious sign of all. Reverent demeanour, humble-heartedness, contentment sweet and lowly gratitude, and hearkening to the law at proper times. This is the most auspicious sign of all. Patience in provocation, pleasant speech, the sight of those who lead the holy life, and talk about the truth in season meet. This is the most auspicious sign of all. Asceticism and the life sublime, the vision splendid of the noble truths, the seeing of Nibbana face to face. This is the most auspicious sign of all. He whose firm mind, untroubled by the touch of all terrestrial happenings whatsoever, is void of sorrow, stainless and secure. This is the most auspicious sign of all. Those who accomplish such good things as these, in every place unconquered do abide, moving in perfect safety where they will. Theirs are the most auspicious signs of all.